This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States and Britain struck 36 Houthi sites in Yemen in a second wave of assaults meant to further disable Iran-backed groups that have relentlessly attacked American and international interests in the wake of the Israel-Hamas war. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
As an anti-U.S. protest rages on in Yemen's capital, U.S. officials say at least 30 Houthi rebel targets were hit. It's the second wave of strikes meant to cripple the Iranian-backed militant groups that have been attacking U.S. forces and shipping traffic after the Israel-Hamas war began. The strikes, in coordination with British forces, were fired by U.S. fighter jets and warships in the Red Sea. They follow Friday's U.S. air assaults in Iraq and Syria. This protester in Yemen says the U.S. is to blame for Middle East tensions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
VOA's Patsy Badakaswar tells us more about the timing of the U.S. strikes.
Less than 3 hours before the strike, Biden and First Lady Jill Biden attended the dignified transfer of three U.S. Army reservists. They were killed Sunday in a drone attack on a U.S. base in Jordan that the U.S. attributes to the Islamic resistance in Iraq, an umbrella group backed by Iran. The timing of the U.S. strikes was determined mostly by weather, National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told VOA during a phone briefing Friday.
It had no connection, none whatsoever, with the timing of the dignified transfer today at Dover Air Force.
The dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base, Delaware, was attended by the grieving families, military officials, including Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, and lawmakers from the state of Georgia, where all three slain soldiers were from. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News.
This is VOA News. After 2 years of a full-scale war, a survey shows that Ukrainians are more united than ever in their rejection of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his ambitions for their country. The pride of their success in standing up to a much larger adversary is tempered by anxiety over future support from the international community. VOA Eastern Europe Bureau Chief Miroslava Gangadze reports.
2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion, Ukrainians are unbowed. A new survey by the National Democratic Institute, a research organization funded by the U.S. and other Western governments, finds 77% of Ukrainians are optimistic about their country's future and are doing what they can to help with the war effort. Yet today, as battlefield losses mount and the war settles into a punishing stalemate, Ukrainians are adopting a more realistic perspective on the war, says Marcin Waletsky, Ukraine's country director at the National Democratic Institute.
In May 2022, majority of Ukrainians were thinking this is going to be up to 6 months. Right now, 43% believe the war will continue for at least another 12 months.
Miroslava Gungadze, VOA News.
Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife, Bushra Khan, were sentenced to 7 years in prison and fined on Saturday by a court that ruled their 2018 marriage broke the law, according to his party. Lauren Anthony of Reuters.
The Khans both denied wrongdoing. It was the third ruling against Khan this week and comes ahead of national elections on Thursday that he's barred from contesting. 71-year-old Khan has been sentenced to 10 years for leaking state secrets in recent days and 14 years, along with his wife, for illegally selling state gifts. His representatives say he will launch appeals in all three cases. Khan is in prison in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, while his wife will serve her sentence at their hilltop mansion in nearby Islamabad. He already faces a 10-year disqualification from holding public office. The couple will also fined $1,800 each, according to ARY News. Bushra was accused of not completing the waiting period mandated by Islam after divorcing her previous husband and marrying Khan.
U.S. House Republicans will move forward with a $17.6 billion package next week that provides military aid to Israel and replenish U.S. weapons, but leaves out more help for Ukraine, underscoring the challenges facing supporters of a comprehensive national security package that would also include billions of dollars for immigration enforcement. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.